Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Marty Carpenter in for Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources. Higher education. Boy, we've seen the cost of higher education go up and up, and we have seen people start to wonder a little bit about the value of higher education. That's been a big national debate that's been going on. We've talked about student loan forgiveness, the value of a college education overall, the importance of accountability in higher education institutes for student outcomes is very much in the national discussion. And that all ties back to a frustration I think a lot of people have when it comes to a college education. And that's starting to think about it as, what is the ROI? What is the return on investment in time and money to go to college and get a degree and come out with something where you can go build a career? And for institutions of higher learning and for students, frankly, and really should be for those who are loaning people money to go to school, there's this push to look a little bit deeper and say, all right, so you went to college. You got a degree. Your degree was in business. Your degree was in information technology. Your degree was in underwater basket weaving. Whatever you decided to go do, what did you get from that? And how are you doing a few years down the road when it comes to your income? So your ability to pay back any student debt you may have incurred, but your ability to go build a career and support yourself, support a family, contribute to your community. What's the ROI on your investment in higher education? I want to bring in Beth Akers. She is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, more commonly known as AEI, where she focuses on the economics of higher education. Beth has written several books, two that jump out to me, Game of Loans and Making College Pay. Both line up very well with exactly what we want to talk about here today. Beth, thanks so much for joining us on Inside Sources.
Hi, Marty. So glad to be with you today.
So, Beth, with the ongoing national debate about student loan forgiveness and the recent headlines about the Biden administration's approach to handling student debt, a lot of people are thinking more critically about the value of a college education, and I think that's a good thing. But I know in your work you've emphasized the role of data in improving higher education. So can you just explain why having access to great data is so crucial for students, for families, and for educational institutions?
Yes, for sure. So, you know, investing in your college education will be probably one of the biggest single investments that most families or individuals will make. And so, you know, there was a long time, like back when I went to school, where people just didn't talk about ROI in education, and in part because there was no data. And it was kind of like, oh, go out there, just follow your passion, do something, and it'll all work out. And surprise, it doesn't always all work out. And, you know, on average, it does. But there are certainly choices you can make along the way that are going to put you on a path where, financially speaking, higher education is not a good investment. And so there's been a huge innovation in that space. During the Obama administration, the federal government started publishing data that still exists today. It's on a website called thecollegescorecard.gov. Anybody can go there and say, I'm looking at this school and this major. It's going to tell me how often students are graduating from that program, how often or what they're earning on average, and if they're paying back their loans. So a tremendous investment. The idea that we would make it blindly without this information was sort of crazy. The data exists today, but I think a lot of people, you know, aren't used to or thinking about making the decision in this way. But we're certainly moving in that direction. And I think the fact that the Biden administration has made such a big deal about loan cancellation has people thinking, is this even a good investment at all? And in fact, it is. A lot of times we're forgiving debts for people who have actually made a good investment in themselves, have a good financial return. But the reality is I kind of agree with you, Marty, that this is a push in the right direction. We get people to be more critical consumers of higher ed and put more pressure on colleges and universities to deliver.
I remember when I was in college and I knew exactly what I wanted to go do. And a lot of people told me that's a really cool field. You don't make a lot of money early on, but if you succeed, you eventually do. And I remember thinking, oh, okay, well, I get it. I see there's sort of like a carrot at the end I got to go get. And then I got my first job offer and was like, oh, that's what they meant by not a lot of money. So I made a decision without a lot of data. And the first data point I got was really eye-opening for me. So how can we better connect higher education outcomes with income after graduation so that students are making more informed choices as they're starting their higher education experience?
Well, I think we need to change the culture about shopping for college. And that's what my book, Making College Pay, was really about. It was empowering students and their families to say, what are the resources and what are the methods that I would use to even think about, you know, choosing a college and a major with this sense of ROI or return on investment, you know, as the backdrop. And so I think we've got to empower people. We used to say and act as if college was the golden ticket to success, and that's not a productive way to think about it. You know, the more granular information that students are using, the better for them as individuals, but also the better for our society, for the entire system of higher education, because it kind of polices the market, right? If we tell everybody, oh, iPhones are just so fantastic, you know, what's going to happen to the price of iPhones? Everybody's going to run out and buy this iPhone because they've been told it's fantastic. And, you know, Apple doesn't have to worry about whether or not it's a good product anymore. And we kind of get this inflation and this market that's, you know, untamed by smart and discerning consumers. So smart and discerning consumers is what we want for sure. The data's out there. The challenge now is getting it into their hands and maybe even changing policy so that we're sort of policing institutions from that direction as well.
The College Transparency Act aims to enhance data collection and reporting on student outcomes. So there are several pieces of legislation being considered in Congress on this issue. One of them is the College Transparency Act. The other is the College Cost Reduction Act. How do you see proposals like this transforming higher education, particularly in terms of transparency and accountability?
I think these would be a huge step forward. So, you know, the data limitations that exist are sort of kind of wonky down in the weeds stuff, but we do need some legislation to pass to make the data that's available better. It would be better for consumers and better for institutions if we can get this restrictions that currently exist that lifted so that we could have better data. So legislation that's moving in that direction is definitely a good thing. In addition, you know, the other legislation that we're seeing, particularly from Republicans in both the House and the Senate, are trying to put higher standards on institutions to hold them accountable for what they're delivering. So we've mostly talked about how consumers can make a better decision, you know, to protect themselves financially. But the taxpayer, the federal government, is a huge investor in higher ed, and we're not that hard on colleges and universities when it comes to delivering, you know, for that money. So this new legislation, and I think the direction that particularly conservatives in Washington are pushing, is to say, look, if you're graduating students and they're not earning enough, you know, repeatedly to pay back their loans, or the amount of money they're earning is, you know, makes the price that they paid up front just not worth it, we're going to start cutting back on the grants that are eligible to your students, the student loans that are available to your students, to kind of entice those institutions to buckle down and make sure that they're charging a price or delivering a benefit that makes it worth it for students.
So in your view, how should educational institutions, higher ed institutions, be held accountable for their outcome that they're producing for students, right? It's nice, like, if the data is available, that sort of puts it on parents and students to figure that out. But how do we hold these higher education institutions accountable?
So what I really want to see is that the earnings that graduates from institutions report justify the upfront cost, so that basically the amount that students are spending to go there is warranted based on the bump in income they get after they graduate relative to a high school graduate. So you know, people often mischaracterize that position and say, oh, you just want to, you know, advantage it, the majors and the colleges that deliver people into, like, super high paying occupations, right? People are sending people to Wall Street or that sort of thing. And that's not true. I think we have to be careful that policy needs to make sure that colleges are delivering enough. And if after that, a student wants to choose a major that's not the highest paying, that's great. And we can have policy that supports that opportunity as well. But I think the real low-hanging fruit is that we get those institutions out of the financial aid game that are really delivering poor results for their students year after year after year. And so starting there for sure.
Beth Akers is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, where she focuses on economics and the economics specifically of higher education. Beth, thanks so much for your insight on this. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Marty. Great to talk with you.